So in Roscommon, I'm with John O'Byrne. John is the chair of the local IFA in Roscommon. John, the biggest concern in that meeting today was jobs. I mean, it can farming wasn't really mentioned in the open discussion, but from your own point of view, people are really looking for some kind of light at the end of the rainbow. Can farming play a role in that?
Well, I honestly believe that farming can play a role in it, and I believe that there can be jobs created through farming, through agriculture, and in both locally and in the wider economy and right across the country. In, for example, our exports, they can be that there's a huge market there in exports, a lot of it not tapped into yet. If the political will is there to tap into them and get our cattle exported, our processing, there's a bigger market there for our processing, and plus. The agricultural colleges are full to capacity at the moment with students, and that has to be a good sign. So obviously they see a future in farming.
I mean, that's a good, in a sense, it's a good sign. But some of the things that we've been hearing in other constituencies is that the institutes of technology are full, but the fear is there's not enough jobs for them to go to. Is that not a fear with farming?
It is a fear, of course, it's a fear, but. For youngsters to be in there, they must see some future in farming. I mean, a few years ago, they weren't going into agriculture-related subjects. And we believe that farming can be brought to a higher level than it is at the moment, and it can create more jobs.
How?
Well, as I said there, the export trade, the beef trade, the 2020 harvest for our dairy sector. We believe that our dairy sector can increase by up to 50% right across the country. Now, that's a huge increase, and there's no other business in Ireland that's saying they can do that.
John, how would you drive that increase?
The way we drive it is by tapping in more into our markets. There is a global shortage of food. That's common knowledge. And in the future, that's going to grow. So we need to produce more food. We need to produce more milk, dairy-related products, and the markets will be there. We need to produce more beef, but in order to do that, our government have to get serious about exporting, getting the markets, going out there and getting them. Somebody is going to fill those markets. Why not Ireland? Ireland has a clean record with beef, with dairy products, so they should be able to go out there and get them.
One of the things that did come up in that, and it must be an issue for farmers as much as it is for small businessmen, and particularly people in the construction trade, is the lack of capital coming out of the bank. Is this something that farmers are also suffering from?
Of course it is, and we have IFA at national level have met with the banks, and I have met with them here locally, and. The banks are telling us, and the banks had a bit of promotion even lately and brought in the farmers and said, we are open for business. And I spoke at that, and I said that farmers cannot survive without credit. Farmers need credit, and the farmers need it at different times of the year. And farming is something that we're trying to get through to the banks that just mightn't always turn over the money the day they think they'll turn it over. So they need working capital, and they need the banks to free up that to them. And farming... If let's face it, the farming industry has survived through the whole downturn. They have survived. They never got big during the upturn either, but they have survived and they will survive. And farming will be there, and it has proven the test of time, and it will survive. And farming can improve.
Finally, and very briefly, what's your feelings about the new government? Do you think they can turn things around generally?
I think. They can. You have to believe they can because the economy. But it has to turn. But it's going to be a slow process. As someone said in there today, it's like turning a ship. It takes time. It takes space, and it's going to take a lot of time.
And do you think people have got the patience to wait for that turning ship?
Well, I hope so because I know that people are very down, and people and depression and everything is setting in across the country, and I see it myself. And we're trying with the IFA, we're trying to deal with that, and we're trying to advise farmers, you know, not to take the easy option. And we see that, and we'd hope that people could be patient and look for help if they need help. There's always help available.
That's great. Thanks, John O'Byrne from the IFA, Roscommon.